Anyone who doubts the persistent appeal of trains need only have been at the WFSU-TV studios this past Saturday. There and then, almost 1,000 people, kids and their parents, showed up to spend a few minutes with PBS Kids star Thomas the Tank Engine. The mostly plastic facsimile of Thomas wasn't an actual engine, of course, but the children didn't seem to care in the least. If history is any teacher, it's likely at least a few of these choo-choo-loving kids will carry that love into adulthood. Our scene shifts to the CSX main line east of Tallahassee in the tiny Jefferson County community of Lloyd. Along the track sits a small depot or train station. The Lloyd Post Office occupies the side of the station where passengers once bought their tickets and waited for the next train. In the part of the depot that handled freight, a few men are busily painting the walls. These men are members of the Gulf Winds chapter of the National Railway Historical Society. Their club took possession of the depot in 1976, and they leased the former passenger side to the U.S. Postal Service. On the occasional Saturday, a few show up to do restoration work on the rest of the property. The work goes slowly. For one thing, the building is the oldest train station in Florida, dating back to 1857. That means special care and materials are needed.
We had acquired some, actually there's the cans at your feet there, lime mortar putty to do these bricks with. Because the bricks are so old and soft, you can't use a modern mortar.
All the club's members are true lovers of trains and all things railroad. That includes club president Dave Hodges, whose day job is business editor for the Tallahassee Democrat. He grew up in a real railroad family.
I was exposed to railroad life from an early age and, you know, ran trains in the house, still have half a garage full of O-gauge track and trains of all kinds.
Hodges and his colleagues also loved the idea of conserving a bit of unique history.
When you go back and look at Lloyd's history, you see that the railroad played a huge and very important role in connecting the community to parts east and west. Depot's right on the main line for the CSX, which was originally the Georgia and Pensacola Railroad. And you could put freight, farm products, cotton on here, and it could go all the way to New Orleans, or it could go east to Jacksonville.
Today, CSX freight trains whiz right by the depot without stopping, but club members hope others will stop at the refurbished depot when the project's finished. Plans are to create a community meeting space and also display the club's collection of historic railroad equipment, such as a flashing crossing sign and station platform baggage cart.
We're down to just a few interior steps to conclude. Plumber needs to come back and put in the sink and the toilet, and we could probably finish up the bathroom part of it, you know, in a matter of a couple of sessions.
The exterior restoration work will take a bit longer, but someday the entire Lloyd Depot will reclaim its status as a center of important activity in addition to its post office function. And by then, perhaps some of the kids who were so enchanted by Thomas the Tank Engine will have become grown-up railroad lovers who can help with another club project. After all, the old Tallahassee Passenger Depot just happens to be the second oldest train station in Florida. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.